Messiah Project is presenting their 9th annual Heritage of Hymns concert, featuring a community choir, a community orchestra, and the Springfield Boy Choir. And the concert is tomorrow night, starting at 7 in the Spence Chapel Auditorium on the Evangel University campus. And Lindsay Robison, the director of Messiah Project, is here, and you have brought someone from Springfield Boy Choir. Your name is?
Hannah Martin.
Hannah Martin, and what do you do there?
I'm an intern with the Boys Choir of Springfield, one of two, the other being Chandler Cooper, under the direction of Mr. Gutierrez, who's the head conductor of
the Springfield Boys Choir. So what do the interns do?
We assistant conduct, so we'll each conduct a piece. I will not be conducting a piece on this first concert, only because of a time conflict issue, but I will be on the Christmas concert, and Mr. Cooper will be conducting one on each, so we get to do sectionals with the boys. We, you know, spend time, help corral them, help, you know, keep them quiet when they need to be quiet, that sort of thing.
So, you're not conducting, but you'll be invaluable trying to keep them in line for this concert
yes.
tomorrow night. Now, one of the features of the concert is the Hosey Ballou family.
Yeah, we've been working actually with Hosey for several years. He was a part of one of our concerts a couple of years ago. Just a wonderful, wonderful pastor, really built up Ridgecrest Baptist Church, and now he's retired and he's just singing and has works with his family, and they go do concerts all around. He is a delight, and he'll kind of MC the evening as well. So it's going to be.
Yeah, he is retired now from active preaching, but he's
probably busier than he was. I don't know.
No doubt.
But
they're very much in demand.
Yeah, they're just singing every weekend someplace, and Hosey is such a delightful person, full of joy and energy and inspiration, and he will kind of lead us through the evening. And of course, we have Sharon Wilkins has been working with a choir of almost 80 people, and
she and Larry were here a couple of weeks ago trying to recruit people.
Yeah, and we have just an excellent group of singers this year, and Larry's put together a community orchestra.
Now, Larry Dismore, we should say, is conducting.
Yeah. He's a principal with the Springfield Symphony and the director of the orchestras at Evangel University.
Yes.
And he has conducted our Heritage of Hymns in the past, and he will again be the principal conductor for the concert and for the evening.
Now, if you could describe what the concert is about and who all is involved, you've got a lot of choral members and even choral groups from area churches and various denominations.
We have in just the choir itself over 41 churches involved, and which is quite unique. I mean, to see that many people kind of lay down their denomination for a weekend and come together and just celebrate our faith and celebrate our heritage, and demonstrate the value of some of the music that has really propelled the Christian faith through the centuries. And sometimes we need to reconnect. I mean, there's great hymns being created and composed even now. In fact, we will do one by Dennis Jernigan, a great composer. He's contemporary, but the choir will do it along with Hosey Ballou. And then, of course, the ending will the boys' choirs and the bells and all the choirs will and the orchestra will join when we all get to heaven. It's just a real foot stomping, just a rejoicing time.
Well, I was wondering will the boys' choir be featured as a separate group in the course of this concert?
They will. The boys' choir whole organization has two different choirs now: an unchanged boys' voices and also a changed more men's.
Right.
And so each choir will sing two pieces. The boys will sing All Slow Shah, followed by This Little Light of Mine. And the older boys will sing Tell My Father with an arrangement of Shine on Me.
So it's going to be a great evening. We'll have a bell choir there, and they will do some selections. And the symphony, Larry is so pleased with the people who volunteered to join some of the principals that come from the symphony to build this really pristine orchestra. And we are very excited about this particular event. It is this Saturday night at 7 p.m. at the Evangel Chapel. And if you want a reserved seat, you can call this number at 894-9626. And for $15, you can have a reserved place. But the concert is open to the general public. We'll receive an
offering. Free of charge. You'll take an offering, but admission is free. And it starts with an organ prelude at 6:15, so you want to get there early.
And we all understand that evangelism kind of spread out, so we have a shuttle service that will help people get from the farthest
parking
parts
lots
of the to the hall. And we're really very thankful for our sponsors, McDonald's and Integrity, Urban Printing, State Bank, TLC Properties, On Media, KWTO. All of these people have come together to help make this event possible.
All right. That is the 9th Annual Heritage of Hymns Concert, featuring a large community choir, a large community orchestra, the choir directed by Sharon Wilkins, the orchestra conducted by Larry Dismore. Also, the Springfield Boy Choir will be involved. And is it the whole family or just Hosey Ballou himself?
No, Hosey and four of his family will be the principals, and they'll have their own pianist and accompanist.
Doing their brand of Southern gospel music.
Yes, and so you're going to hear all sorts of genre of music. Mm. It's a plethora of genres.
And Hosey will be actually the MC for the evening. Yeah. That is Lindsay Robison and Hannah Martin, who is an intern with with Springfield Boy Choir. They will be involved in the 9th Annual Heritage of Hymns Concert by Messiah Project tomorrow evening at 7 at the Evangel Auditorium. All right, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Randy,
thank you.